Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
My name's Doug, and I love movies. That was pretty solid. Nice work. Coming to you once again for, I believe, the third time from the Improv Comedy Club in Tempe, Arizona. It's Saturday. You know what day it is. November 15th, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead, Men Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph, A Dog Day, Afternoon Delight, Sleep Perfect Murder, By Death Wish, Three of Me, Ghost World's End of Watch, Men Don't, Leaving Las Vegas, Food Law, Jingle All, The Wayne's World's Fastest, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom's Days of Thunderbolt and Lightfoot Fist, Way of the Gun, Crazy Heartbreak Kids Are All Right. At 4:20-ish, I was outside at 4:20, you guys, and I was very disappointed that all of you were just inside patiently waiting. So after the show, there's an awesome new bar and restaurant next door called Copper Blues. And after the show, a few minutes after the show, I'm not going to run right over there. I don't want to play anxious. I play hard to get. But a little while after the show, I'll be over there for pictures and whatnot. And by whatnot, I mean let's go outside and smoke some weed. I mean, I know that, like, my comedy show gets a more weed crowd than, like, applaud if you don't smoke weed at all. Fucking nerds. I should be grateful that you're here and I'm calling you nerds. I am grateful and I do appreciate that some people aren't into it and that means more for me. Tempe, let's see your name tags. I know you got good ones. You always impress. This is ridiculous. Tempe, where name tags come big. Dude, that's just cheating when you obscure the view of every other... Oh, and the flaps close. That's nice. It's a huge Jay and Bob Strikes Back, but it's changed to Doug Strikes Back and who? Your name's Jason? Jason and Silent Doug. Oh, that's a sweet gig. I wish I could play Silent Somebody and something. And then there's another one, Jamie and Silent Bob, right up front. That's crazy. It's like yours, he just took yours and rubbed it and it grew bigger. There's a giant, I can't see because of the lighting in here, but there are some huge name tags. It's crazy. Thank you guys for Zach and Zach Make a Porno. I don't know why that caught my eye. There's a cool Harry Potter that's been turned into Harry David. Are you a hairy person? Yeah, shit. Showed me his armpit. Like, yeah, here's proof I've got hair on my body. The old armpit. What's Pulp Fiction changed to? Pulp Niction. All right, Nick. Well, good job, everybody. Thank you so much for bringing those. And, there's a scary one over there, too. I can't wait to see which ones get picked. A lot of them had lights on them, and you know how hard that is to set up. So, good job, everybody. The prize bag's got a lot of fun stuff in it that we'll talk about most of it when the guests get out here. But I brought a shirt that somebody gave me. There was a cool band playing the other night over here at Copper Blues, and they gave me a shirt that says, Kush is dope. and their band is called Kush County Music. And it's kind of a Sublime style band, and I enjoyed it a great deal. Also, we got a copy of Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun. And here's another shirt that somebody gave me. This is like a memory test. Where did somebody give me this? Oh, in Nashville. Because it says on it, I visited Nashville and got some pot. Property of Tennessee. So that's not something I'm going to wear. So I'm passing that along to you guys. And also, I was eating the other night, and I met a fan that was working at a bar restaurant down the street called Gringo Star. And she gave me a hat. She's like, here you go, you can have a hat. And I said, I'm going to put that in the prize bag. Because I don't want to spend my life explaining to people what Gringo Star is. If you live here, at least you can go, it's over there. All right, three great guests, a couple of fellas that happen to be in town, and then another fella who just does not get sick of traveling to come do the show, and I really appreciate it. Let's give a big warm welcome, Tempe, to Josh Wolf, Jay Moore, and Mark Wahlberg. That would be a first if, like, the first time ever all the guests didn't make it on time. Oh, that was fresh out of the show action.
Did you see this?
What happened? Oh, there's a way to get on stage?
Yeah, there's a back...
Me and Mark Wahlberg are shoulder rolling on stage like action stars.
Oh, look at that.
I don't know.
Yo... It's,
there's your, a little, there's a little wheelchair that Josh is pushing around for the enjoyment of the podcast listeners.
Yeah, Doug, your wheelchair pad stinks. Definitely not my crowd.
That's Jay Moore, you guys, back on the show after a way too long. Do you remember how the show works, Jay?
Please.
I don't know what that answer means.
Yes, sir. Sorry. Yes, sir.
Could go either way. Please. Of course I remember. Please. I've got other shit to do.
I think in all full disclosure, we should let the audience know that about 4 hours ago, you and I did a private Getting High with Doug, so I might not be myself tonight.
Why do you have to go and say something like that?
Huh?
What'd you bring for the prize bag from your lovely hotel?
I needed to shave, and I didn't. So they brought up a shave kit.
Is that used?
I just shaved hours ago, and that is what I use. So I don't know if you want to.
Lucky.
You might not want to use the razor because I'm HIV negative.
But we're all against HIV. You're playing across town at a lovely club called Stand Up Live.
Yeah, are you here tomorrow night?
Mm-mm.
You're here tomorrow night. No. No, because I'm not... No.
What kind of plans are you making in your head?
I was going to say, you know, come see Josh Wolf at the Tempe Improv tomorrow night. I wasn't going to fucking grease out your shit if we're in the same town.
Yeah.
Are you there tomorrow night too?
We're in the room that you're playing, and in deference to my friend Josh Wolf, I hope everybody here comes back Sunday.
Yeah.
Sundays when comics get a little bonus, fucking hook my man Josh Wolf up.
Josh Wolf is here, you guys.
Yeah.
Headlining all weekend. And he goes shopping. He doesn't just CD in the bag.
Uh-huh.
He does some shopping. He brought a
poster of
the band Queen.
Yeah.
That's actually way better than my gift.
Yeah.
And then what was that other thing that you bought? Cheech and Chong sticker. Kind of looks like they're running for office, like running for president or something. And then you also brought, because you have a band. A band called the...
We're in a comedy band!
Yeah.
Wild Wolf Band. That's you, Josh Wolf, with your friend Jiffy Wild.
Yep.
And so when you guys, he's with you here this weekend.
Yeah.
So at your shows, you do some music at the shows?
He does like 20 minutes of stand-up, and then we do 3 songs, and then I do like 50 minutes, and then we close with like 6 songs. It's a good show. I can tell by your excitement. You'll all be here tomorrow.
They're going to stay and watch it twice tonight.
Oh, yeah, I can tell
tonight.
They'll definitely all be here for sure.
Yeah, and you know him, you love him. Mark Wahlberg came to Tempe.
How you guys doing? You doing good or what? You ready to watch me win?
How's Jimbo doing?
Who's this now?
Your brother Jimmy.
Oh, we don't count him.
Jimmy's a good kid.
You don't count him?
No.
You're a dick.
No. If you're one level above Donnie, you're still in the I don't count you pool.
You're doing another movie with Will Ferrell.
Yeah, we're going to do another fucking movie.
That's pretty awesome, man. It's not a sequel to the other guys. It's a whole new thing.
Right. Well, he kept fucking begging me, and I was like, dude, we'll do it. Whatever you want.
I never heard Mark Wahlberg swear this much. I've known you a long time, Mark. I've never known you.
I don't give a shit, dude. No. We're on stage. This is a safe place.
Have you guys worked together? Have you been in something together?
No, but I've spent a lot of time up in Dorchester and his brother, Jimmy.
It's a good town.
A lot of... Huh?
It's a good fucking town.
Yeah. Me and Josh are tap dancing our balls off. Mark Wahlberg speaks and gets all the laughs. He's just talking and he's killing.
Just talking and squinting the whole time.
I just think they're completely starstruck that Doug fucking landed Mark Wahlberg for his podcast.
It's amazing.
Will this be on iTunes or something, Doug?
Yeah.
ViewMaster?
It kind of works like your podcast. Yeah. More stories.
Yeah.
Maybe been away a long time. I don't do that no more.
We put them on iTunes. You don't do it?
No.
Of course I do. It's your show. I don't want to shoehorn in.
You're still doing great in the rankings without doing shows anymore. But Mark brought a copy of Goodfellas.
First edition.
First
edition?
What does that mean? It's VHS?
It's the first fucking edition. That's back in the days when people were like, hey, can I buy a DVD? And you didn't even fucking care what kind it was. You just wanted one. So like half the people ended up with a fucking bodyguard. I got Goodfellas. And also, another side story, that's what I wanted fucking Wahlburgers to be, was fucking Goodfellas. And they were like, no, we'll just make it about burgers and selling fries. And I'm like, whatever pays Donnie, we'll fucking, it's fine with me.
And then you also brought, because ever since we did that show together in Vegas.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
Wahlberg
dude.
How? What Wahlberg?
That's what I fucking wanted. I'm like,
no,
let's
I
have
don't, I don't know. Wahlberg,
would you
what?
Watch a show about where Joe Pesci's the host of a restaurant?
What? Yes, I would.
Yeah, he's like,
how many people in your fucking party?
Exactly.
How long are we to stand in the fucking hostess stand? You fucking prick. What the fuck? Do you want a smoking or not smoking?
You get to see him like stand on his tippy
toes
to hand people those little vibrating things.
What can you do? What impersonation can you do?
I can do Borat. My wife!
What else you got? You got anything else?
Hold on, Josh. Can I tell you something? Those two syllables let me know I'm working way too hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm tapping out.
I only got one.
Bane.
Babe?
Bane. No, I do a Bane impression.
Oh, Bane. Yeah, Bane cat.
Yeah. I'll do Bane saying what it says on this shirt that that Mark brought.
Yeah. Who needs a woman? When you have a good hand.
That's right.
Me and my hand will be in the shadows if you need us.
Yeah, you know why?
That's where me and my hand stay a lot too, by the way. In the
Doug, I just want to say I'm glad it fucking worked out because you know why I'm in town, right?
No, I don't. I thought you came just for this.
No.
Is it for Iron Man?
I'm doing the fucking Iron Man.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to do the Iron Man in a tank top and jean shorts. And I'm going to fucking win it. The whole goddamn thing.
Have you seen those Iron Man people walking around? Have you guys seen those Iron Man people walking around? I will tell you what I've seen and what I know now is not everybody should be wearing spandex biker shorts. Some people should put those on and go, I don't fucking think so. Like, there's some people in the hotel lobby that...
Has anybody else noticed that Doug's Bane sounds exactly like Sean Connery?
Well, that's what Bane is just Sean Connery through a, you know...
Through a mask.
Yeah.
You pull a knife, I pull a gun.
It's fucking good, dude.
That's the Gotham way.
But yeah, I mean, Jay, with the impressions, man, you're so good at them that, like, of course you see through, like, the tricks, you know?
I didn't mean to take the air out of your Bane balloon. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. No. I guess it was filmed before his accident, but there's that Chris Rock movie has Tracy Morgan in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I enjoy working with Chris.
And he...
Me and Chris met at the Pearl Vision Center.
All right, I don't know what I was going to say about it. But that impression has always cracked me up, and I'm so happy that Tracy Morgan's okay because...
He's doing very well.
Yeah, yeah. Do you actually hang out with him ever or see him ever?
No. Oh, I see
but
him
does
once
he
in a
know?
While.
Does he like that you do such an amazing impression of him?
I think he's walk-in-esque that he's not really aware that you're doing the impression in his presence. Because I'll say to Tracy, like, yeah, what's up? Let's get... But man, let's go out tonight and get everybody pregnant. And he'll just say, now that's a plan, Jay Moores. And I did walk in all through the movie Suicide Kings, and then one day he was learning his lines, and I was doing it, and he thought I was mocking him. And he goes, I have so many pages to dialogue to remember, and you're walking around, it's good for you. And then he did an impression of me doing an impression of him. Because in the script, he has to go, it's lucky for you, I know who I know, and I can call who I can call. And he goes, I'm trying to memorize all this dialogue, and you're walking around, it's lucky for you, you know who I know, and calling, let me do my work.
Him like, doing an impression of you, doing an impression of him, sounds like Lou Ferrigno.
Billy!
That was weird.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do an impression of Donnie.
How does
just to fuck them? I walk up, hey, can I borrow the car? And then he fucking looks at me with his big wide eyes, and he goes, "Mark, I don't have a car." I'm like, "Forget it, Donnie."
You're a good man, Mark.
You know? Him and his wife that doesn't even do shots.
I didn't hear whatever it is you're groaning at, but...
They need to know groaning. Comics would rather you shit in your hand, run on stage, and wipe it on her face
yes.
than groan.
Then groan?
And if you did, oh, no, go ahead and groan if those are the options.
But think about the very next show, the first 15 minutes. You'd have a brand new 15 minutes if the crowd actually wiped shit on your face.
That would be quite a story, but if it happened on a regular basis...
You would also have another person shit on your face.
Some people pay for that.
Would your own shit be much better?
Yes.
On your face? Really?
Yes.
Just because it came out of you?
No, yes.
No, no. I don't agree.
I think other people's shit is more exotic.
That's like stepping, you know, that's like when somebody, have you ever stepped by accident in human shit instead of dog shit? That's somehow way worse.
Wait, stepping you've done that?
Shit?
Where do you walk?
You've never stepped
I thought the hotel we were staying at wasn't that nice, but...
I'm staying with all those Iron Man freaks.
I haven't stepped in any human
Doug,
shit yet.
Hey, Doug, here's the thing. If it's your own shit, you're making a conscious choice of like, wow, you know what? I'm going to shit in my hand and wipe it on my face.
Yeah.
If it's someone else's shit, you can plead ignorance and be like, there's nothing I can do. The guy ran up and fucking wiped shit on my face. Like, there's no thought on your end involved. So that's why I chose other people's shit.
Fair enough.
Mark,
you've been... What's up, buddy?
Would you rather have your own shit on your face?
Oh, no. Or Donnie's
really?
Shit? We're still on the thing, this thing?
Is it, like, what have they eaten? Because if it's protein bars, we'll fucking repurpose that shit.
I never knew Mark Wahlberg was this funny. Mark Wahlberg's great.
Yeah.
Just set him up and he'll knock it down.
Yeah.
Talented family.
But, Jay, you're in a movie that I've never seen because I think it looks depressing. It's called...
That's a great plug.
It's called Hereafter.
Yeah, the big tsunami movie with Clint Eastwood.
Mm-hmm. And Matt Damon's the star.
Yeah.
And you play...
I played his brother.
Billy.
Billy, his brother, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just the name Billy, though, when you're looking at that movie and the whole synopsis and everything, it seems odd that there's a character that's like, hey, I'm Billy. You guys all right after the tsunami?
How long did you guys have to wait for a tsunami to come through? Because in Lone Survivor, I single-handedly killed 36 people. I was like, what? You guys didn't bring your own guns?
I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love with Mark Wahlberg.
Get in line, because I'm going to fuck her after this show.
How about when he said, I'm going to fuck her, he waved his hand
the
over
whole crowd. This side of the crowd, he's
no
fucking.
No side.
Yeah.
Was there a question about Hereafter?
Clint Eastwood made that movie, and all the best tsunami movies are made by people in their 70s. So, what was it like? I mean, obviously the tsunami, once it did come, Clint Eastwood's the perfect director because he only does one or two takes of everything. So they, you know, they just shot the tsunami and then he moved on to the next thing.
I think it was like a digital tsunami, which is all, that's the name of my band. Clint Eastwood asked me...
if somebody doesn't snap that up for a band name,
right?
They're stupid.
We were filming in a bar and we were done. This is true. Clint Eastwood said, JJ, would you like to join me for a Czechoslovakian beer? Which is like the weirdest way.
Yeah,
to
so
say
specific.
Like, yeah,
yeah
or,
right?
but yet not.
He picks out what beer you're going to drink. Like later, he's going to be wiping your shit on his face.
Well, fast forward. I told him I don't drink, and then he actually said to me, "You know, my problem was never booze or drugs. My problem was always pussy."
I wonder why he felt like he needed to spell that out to you.
Matt Damon's a toddler, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
He's sitting right next to me.
And he can't spell either,
then
Matt Damon.
Then we had to act, and you have to act knowing what he just told you. That's rattling around in your head, and it's hard enough.
The last time Josh was on, we established that he's cousins with Scott Wolf.
You know what's terrible is that you were like, hey, so Jay Moore, you've been in a movie with Clint Eastwood. And so, Josh, you're cousins with somebody more famous than you are.
I only brought up Scott just to go back to Jay again,
because
they co-starred in a movie together.
Yeah, they were in Go together, yeah.
That I love.
Yeah,
I love the movie Go. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
I love this podcast because I forget I actually had like great success, because now I parlayed 40 movies into AM radio. I'm going about this wrong.
Dude, you were recurring on Suburgatory. Don't be so hard on yourself. It's an awesome show, but you had a nice. I heard you guys talking backstage a little bit. A little hellos were passed. Scott asked you to say hi to Jay or whatever.
Scott's a good guy. And
you guys are still gay for each other.
You talking about me and Scott?
No, you, that's illegal.
Oh.
I'm talking about in the film, they played a couple of gay fellows.
Real life gay men.
Yeah, yeah. And,
as they say in the 40s, two real life gay men. Coming out well, to the
how
film.
Asians say it in the 40s?
Watch and a real life Asian man kiss a real life gay man. Don't let the ladies vote. 40s announcer, Mark Wahlberg, not born yet. Good job, son. Babe Ruth.
In our family, we just, if there's gay people, we're like, oh, yeah, they're a couple of Paul Lynn's. Or Dorothy's friends. That's pretty
so,
much
Doug,
it.
When I was doing Go, people think I kissed Scott Wolf, Josh's cousin.
But you guys don't even make out in it. You're just,
no,
you just
made
talk
out,
about
I
being
made
gay.
Out, the guy I had to make out with was actually the hairdresser. They didn't want to pay somebody because it's just a shoestring budget. So the hairdresser, they just go, "You all you have to do is stand here, and Jay Moore and Scott Wolf are going to walk in, tap you on the shoulder, and Jay's going to jam his tongue down your throat." And I was like, well, I'm acting. Who cares? And you know what? In the back of your mind, you're like, what's it like? You know what? Maybe something... You know,
it's not cheating.
It's a good test, too.
It's a very good test.
See where you stand on it.
You know what? I tried it. It didn't stick. It's not for me. But then the next day, you show up at 6 a.m. and you got to go into the hair and makeup. And also, that guy's like sitting there with like this weird fucking look in his eye, like, ha ha. And he's got, but, and then they fired him. I don't know why he got fired. Not because of me. I didn't give a shit. But it was very strange the next morning after kissing a man to see him like 6 a.m. and he's doing your hair and he's like, so. How was your night last night? It was just very uncomfortable. But I played a lot of gay men.
A lot?
Probably about six.
Was that parakeet gay? Was Pauly gay?
Hooray! Pauly the gay parakeet. I like cock.
So Pauly was basically your Buddy Hackett impression?
No, you don't know this? I had a Buddy Hackett impression to go audition to be the voice of the bird, and I was like, oh, I have this, so I have it. I got it. And they go, you need some, you want to read the script? Like, I'm like, nope, got it. And I'm like, I wish I could fly. I'm doing a Buddy Hackett impression for a bird, and I know I'm going to get it. Yay! And then they go, okay, Jay, are you ready? This is all true. And I go, yeah, and I stand up, fucking Buddy Hackett walks out of the audition room.
No.
Swear to God on my son's eyes, he was the guy that auditioned exactly before me. And he goes, knock him dead, pal. And then I got the part.
It's a good thing they were looking for a younger Buddy Hackett.
That's exactly what happened. And then in the movie, he goes, I'll never understand. And in between takes, he goes, I'll never understand how you got a job playing fucking me. And I said, I think they wanted a younger sounding you. And he went, fair enough. Oh, to be in Nagasaki where the women chew the backy and the men say, woo, wacky, woo.
I like that, too.
Have you been to the movies lately, Mark Wahlberg? You go see anything?
Yeah, I fucking have gone to the movies.
What'd you see?
I saw Nightcrawler.
Pretty good, right?
Oh, it's fucking good, dude.
I like it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Why didn't you play the role that Jake Gyllenhaal played?
Oh, because I turned it down.
Yeah. Is he too much of a creep or something?
Who?
The
guy
character?
In the movie?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just like, I don't want to be the dude taking pictures. I want to be the dude getting pictures taken off. So like what sort of example would I be setting for myself in the mirror if I had to look at myself and know that I did that? So I was like, no, I don't want to do it. Originally, I just thought it was a movie about worms.
Oh, you went in, you paid your money for a worm movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like ants or something? Like animated talking worms?
Yeah, like little fucking night crawlers. You just fucking pick them up, do some smallmouth bass fishing.
All right.
Yeah. So I turned it down.
All right. Well, let me just tell you right now, John Wick isn't about a candle.
You loved that movie, didn't you?
I fucking loved it.
You did love that movie.
I don't even know.
I really do.
I could watch it on a loop.
John Wick's... Jay Moore just asked for John Wick. John Wick's like... it's like a movie where, like, Neo beats people up, but isn't that special.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, no problem, buddy.
What have you seen lately, Jay? Have you been to the movies? Or are you too busy with your everything?
My child?
Your child?
My
and your
baby
wife.
Child? My wife!
Buddy Hackett as Borat?
Yes. It was the Barefoot Contessa.
Wow, wow.
Don't Don't Tell Jeffrey. How bad could that be? As Borat.
What movies have you seen, like, in your home or on Netflix or at the
cinema? I only watch
movies
in the hotel rooms alone with
my wife. Oh, there you go.
Not dirty ones. That's not... I don't go that way. I don't like that stuff, personally. But I don't want to ever share a movie, like, in a theater with anybody. Like, I don't want people, like, laugh. Like, he's in his underwear. We're laughing. And it's, like, I just... crying babies. So, being comics on the road, you just... all those movies, you get...
You don't go to the movie theater?
Never. Absolutely refuse to.
You don't like the experience of...
You should just do what I did and build one.
Build a movie theater?
Yeah.
Would you help me with that?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Do you want to do the More Stories
Do you know
podcast?
How good I am at carrying shit?
Would you do the More...
I do.
Would you do the More Stories podcast, too?
I'd do it in a fucking heartbeat, dude.
I didn't even know you knew it existed,
so
that's
great.
Oh, no.
We can sit down, we talk about the fighter, how I learned what boxing was.
You learned what boxing was?
I just wasn't fucking into it. It was like when you kissed that dude, I was like... I'm not really into boxing, but let's just fucking see.
Last movie I saw was Palo... Doug. Hey, Doug.
Yeah, what's up, Jay?
Last movie I saw was Palo Alto, directed by James Franco, and I thought it was exceptional.
Exceptional, really?
Yeah. I thought it was really good.
He cast himself as the...
Kinda.
He cast himself as the teacher who makes out with one of his students, or he probably goes all the way with her.
He's
spoiler.
The soccer coach, yeah.
Spoiler.
But you know what? Everybody shits on the guy, but he goes out and he bloody well does it. Every goddamn thing in the world.
I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard the other day.
And I don't believe... First of all, that's a lie.
That's absolutely true. It's my neighborhood. And... was looking for a Chili's, and...
there you go, dude.
Yeah.
I should have just called Mark, because he knows where all the Chili's are.
I do.
Where's the closest Chili's to where we are right now?
There's one in Phoenix.
I bet you Tempe has a Chili's. I know they do. It's on Mill and and University, maybe. It closed? What the fuck?
You know what? Tonight, they're going to be fucking open. We're going to do fucking Southwest egg rolls, triple dippers. I don't fucking care. We're going to carbo load the shit out of ourselves. Presidente margarita. Dude, you can have it.
Share it.
Yeah, go ahead, dude. Let's go back to when you guys were talking about things I couldn't identify with, like lulls in your career. I take that back. There was 2 weeks, November 97.
Josh, have you been to the movies?
I went and saw Gone Girl.
My gosh, did you read the book?
No.
I actually did read the book, and I can't wait to see Easy Mark. I can't wait to see the movie just because of how much I enjoyed
Here's
the book.
The problem is that everybody was like, oh, you got to see Gone Girl. It's the best fucking movie you've ever seen in your life. And then when people build up movies like that, you go and you're like, no, fuck.
Yeah.
It's not as good, nearly as good as you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, how good could it be it had Ben Affleck in it?
Well, hold on a second.
Time out.
Time out. Wait. Acting. The line of delineation for you is Ben Affleck and not fucking Tyler Perry.
I liked him in Gone Girl.
How good could it be? I gotta go. Can we wrap this up? I gotta watch the haves and have-nots on OWN.
I will say this: who's seen Gone Girl? Anyway. Who has seen Gone Girl in here?
Yeah, everybody. And, mostly.
And I hate to admit this: Tyler Perry was pretty fucking good.
Yeah, he's good.
He was out of the dress. He's not bad.
Oh, okay.
He was good in Star Trek. He can act. I didn't see Alex Cross, but, you know, what are you going to do?
This is great.
I just can't believe he hasn't made a movie called Social Media yet, though. Seems like it's a slam dunk.
Seems like he is missing a...
This is Tyler Perry's
perfect opportunity.
Like where Madea gets her own reality show and becomes really popular and has a lot of fights in supermarkets.
This is, in all fairness, Tyler Perry's Doug Loves Movies. The United States
That would be so fun to change. In February, Black History Month, I'm going to change the name of the show for 1 month to Tyler Perry's Doug Loves Movies.
You should do it. You should.
That's amazing.
But
I love that.
My wheels are turning, Doug. I want you to do it just to see if you would have a cease and desist letter ever from Tyler. Like, I would just keep it. Tyler Perry's Doug Loves Movies just until that letter came, and then that would be the most valuable item any of us had ever owned ever.
Oh, yeah. I would put that letter in the prize bag.
No, you wouldn't. No, you would not. That'd be framed. Yeah. First thing you see when you walk into Doug's Adobe, since we're in Phoenix.
It's the first thing you'd see when I'm about to get some P-U-S-S-Y.
The fuck are you guys spelling? I was going to let it go one fucking time, and then you fucking bring it back. Oh, fuck yeah, bro.
I'm going to start filming these. There's too much visual great things happening. But if you're at home taking some mushrooms or one toke over the line, maybe you have seen everything Mark Wahlberg has done tonight.
Now's the part of the show where Bane says, let the games begin.
Doug, I have to tell you, I've done live podcasts before. You, this amazing crowd you've assembled, lets me know firsthand visually how much more goddamn successful your podcast is to mine. It's fucking 4:30 in the afternoon in a different state, and you me and Josh Wolf are sweating out second show Friday.
I know.
This prick's filling the room
packed at 4:20
in a fucking afternoon. You fucking stuttering prick.
I have fun because I'm off duty at 6 o'clock, and that's awesome because that
off
usually
off duty how what.
But everybody brought name tags. Like, that's probably part of it, Jay, is your show doesn't have name tags. That makes it a more enthusiastic audience right there.
This is
because they put in the work.
Amazing.
This guy figured out that Josh Wolf would be here, and he put his face on his sign that says, Tyler's afraid of Josh Wolf.
Yeah, but it's Edward Albee.
I love that giant Brian Dennehy head over there.
Fucking Edward Albee.
Who doesn't like getting a little Brian Dennehy head? But
there's a dude that made a prop from True Detective.
Yeah, I like that.
Sarcosa is literally at table 202.
All right, guys, so put down your name,
Doug,
your microphones.
How is this not, seriously, how is this not on, like, IFC? How is this not on the Sundance Channel? How is this podcast, Doug Loves Movies, not on television? This is...
Because those guys are stupid that run those places.
No shit. If any executive is listening...
Like, Reels TV called me up and said, we'd like to do your show, and I said, here's what I want to do, this is how it goes, and they go, well, here's some changes we'd like to make, and then that was the end of it. Because I was
Doug
like,
said,
like,
step off!
Why wouldn't you just do the show that I'm already doing...
Dude,
but go ahead and pick a name tag you want to play for, you guys. Go physically grab it and bring
like
it back to
your seat.
People
in the back don't get any love.
And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. We're back.
Holy smokes. Who
are you playing for there, Mark Wahlberg? Well,
where's the person's name?
I'm playing for Fantastic Four. Oh, Maelstrom.
Nobody here is named Maelstrom.
Somebody brought a comic book.
Fantastic
Four.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah, I'm playing for Fantastic Four. So her name's Tastic?
Her name is...
I do that joke every week, and then I laugh at you when you do it. Who are you playing for, Jay?
Melissa.
And what did...
How can you tell?
She made a Melissa loves sleeping sign.
It's a woman after my own heart. My favorite...
This is the number one podcast amongst narcoleptics. It's a good podcast to fall asleep to. And Josh Wolf picked the Tyler's Afraid of Josh Wolf poster.
Yeah.
And it's I got a good picture of it for the Vine because it is creepy as hell.
Yeah.
I'm just so impressed that there's an Edward Albee reference in your audience. I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
Very erudite crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea my forehead was that fucking big. Jesus, look at that thing. My God.
That explains the hats.
Yeah.
Fuck. Gotta hide that gigantic Tyra Banks forehead.
Yeah. You could show a movie on that fucking forehead. Look at that thing. God.
All right, so...
Hey, Doug.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Doug.
Oh, did Norm MacDonald just walk in?
Oh, my God. I don't know if you noticed this or not. The wait staff here at the beautiful Tempe Improv, you know, where we are right now, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
All the waiters and the servers, I think they like to be called servers now, you know. They all wear suspenders. See. Yeah, the men and the women. Like, there goes one right there, you know. She, they all wear suspenders. Duh.
I told them I had kind of a Larry King fetish before I showed up.
I'll tell you what I
So
thought.
They all dressed up for me.
Maybe call me crazy, but I thought they wore suspenders to hold their pants up. That's why I thought they wore suspenders, you know, because their pants would get loose and they would hold their pants up.
It's pretty funny that they only hire people here that have pants falling down problems. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we've got a job and some suspenders for you. You're going to be set.
Oh, my God.
You know what else you can use for that is belts.
Oh, a belt is good as well.
Yeah.
I remember I was talking to Michael Hutchings about belts, you know? And I
That's a nice
David Carradine there?
Yeah, David Carradine, they're all there.
And I don't know David Carradine. I'm not one to put on airs, you know, about who I know in this business called show. But I said to Michael Hutchings, here's a new belt. No matter what you do, don't hang yourself while masturbating. It was a good belt. No matter, I put my foot down. Don't hang yourself. Yeah, that's what I said to the guy, you know.
Those are really specific instructions when you're giving someone a belt.
You know, you get confused sometimes.
Let's play some games.
Yeah!
But thanks for coming by, Norm. Always good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you.
Get the fuck out of here.
So long.
Even when he says goodbye, he says it like he sounds like he's going to keep talking.
Yeah.
Everything's an ellipses with Norm, you know?
Yeah.
I told you once and for all, get out. I didn't know that until today.
That's a good one.
Tonight's show's going to rock.
All right.
Let's play Cluster Flicks. It's a new game with a new name, and I'm going to name three movies, and then the first one of you to say into your microphone the name of an actor or an actress who is in all three of these films will be the winner, and if no one gets it, I'll keep naming movies that person was in until somebody has the correct answer. If we get to the end of this list, I'll be incredibly shocked.
Wait, us or them?
You guys. Don't encourage them to yell out.
Yeah, don't yell out.
This crowd's pretty cool, but
I would have picked somebody closer so we could have cheated. Mark?
What's up, dude?
You ready to go, brother?
I was born fucking ready. Let's do this.
You got to win for Fran.
No.
Tastic Four.
You ready to do this, Tastic? I'm going to kill this shit.
All right, what actor or actress was in these three films? Peggy Sue Got Married. Peggy Sue Got Married.
Yeah.
Stealing Home and Kiss of Death.
Nicolas Cage.
Was in Kiss of Death and Peggy Sue Got Married, but not Stealing Home.
To the best of my knowledge. What did I say?
You said Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah. No, that's incorrect.
Kathleen Turner.
What'd you say, Mark?
Kathleen Turner.
No, she was in Peggy Sue Got Married, not the other two. But now we'll add more names since you guys didn't get it on three.
At least we tried. Josh just didn't do anything.
You could sit back. You could sit back till you know it.
I've never seen any of those fucking movies. I was just going to guess Michael Caine because I figured that could have been an easy
guess. Yeah, he's in everything. Yeah.
It's a safe guess.
Yeah.
Well done.
Right? I don't think he's in any of these, but he's in a lot of things.
Don't be such a negative Nelly, Doug.
I just kept waiting for Michael Caine in Interstellar to just go to space, Batman. This person was also in Roller Coaster. Do you remember the movie Roller Coaster?
No.
Did you see my face when you said Roller Coaster?
It's a crazy ass movie.
Peggy Sue Got Married. Do the list again.
Stealing Home.
Stealing Home.
Kiss of Death.
Two other movies I haven't seen.
Kiss of Death
and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, I don't know these movies.
You know Roller Coaster, is that like a, in the same vein as Towering Inferno, like that?
Kind
that?
Of, yeah. It was in Sense Around.
You know why I don't know these movies? Because Mark Wahlberg was not in them.
That's fucking A, dude. What do you think my problem is? Gary Busey?
Gary Busey?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
The next movie is called Bobby. What? Remember, it was about the assassination
was it
of
Jay
Robert,
character
Robert Kennedy.
In, that's the,
Billy.
Oh, Billy, my bad. Yeah,
that was about
Now, don't yell it out though. But does anybody in the audience think they got it at this point?
Don't yell
that guy
it
knows
out.
It over there.
It.
Okay. The next
me.
Movie is Next of Kin.
Fucking solid movie. Swayze,
starring the great yeah. Patrick Swayze was in.
He was
Peggy
in
Sue
Coaster.
Got Married and Roller Coaster.
He could do anything.
And the next movie is Dr. T and the Women.
Richard Gere.
Was in just that one.
Will you give us a clue if it's a man or a woman?
Nope.
Okay. Is... The so next... that narrows it down then.
The good. Next right. film is called Project X. Oh.
You're fucking moaners.
Which Project X, you might ask yourself. Then the next movie is called Mr. Saturday Night.
Billy Crystal.
No. David Paymer.
Danny DeVito.
David Paymer?
No. That's a good guess, though. He's in a lot of stuff.
That's good. I'm done.
Doug, are you starting to feel like you might literally be shocked?
This is really a suspenseful one. I like it. Because as I write these down, I try to, you know, pick movies
Helen
from
Hunt.
Their... Helen Hunt. You just motherfucking got it.
You said Helen Hunt?
Sweet Melissa. This was my thought
that.
Process. I was like, when I finally get to Mr. Saturday Night, that's when Jay Moore is going to have the right answer, because that seems like a movie you would know.
And then I walked it backwards, and I'm like, okay, Mr. T and the Women, yeah, all right, yeah. And I don't even know the other movies.
Roller
yeah.
Coaster?
Yes, that was her first movie ever. She played George Segal's daughter in Roller Coaster, yeah. Which is I have to see it again, but it's an interesting movie.
No, you don't.
Well, I love roller coasters and amusement parks, and it's a guy that's going around trying to thwart a guy that's setting off bombs on roller coasters. So just the fact that it takes place, like that
Kiss.
Same amusement park, Kings Island, that they spend a lot of time in that Brady Bunch episode where they lose where they lose the tube with the architecture in it, because some asshole in the family bought a Yogi Bear poster. Can't wait to get this Yogi Bear poster on my wall and masturbate. So, but then the next movie, because I was just going to go ahead and tip it, if you didn't get it there, the next movie is Pay It Forward. Yeah, starring Helen Hunt and Jay Moore.
All right.
And then as good
Boy,
as...
I used to work a lot.
And then as good...
This is bumming me out.
This has been a tough podcast for you, huh?
Jesus Christ.
This was your life, like, Jay Moore.
It's kind of like an intervention for you.
Jay Moore Sports, Fox Sports Radio, AM 570, you're home for Dodger baseball. That, like, wait a minute, I used to do all that instead?
As good as it gets, Twister, Trancers, Trancers 2, Trancers 3. All right, so...
Wait, can I say real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Jay Moore.
Mark Wahlberg.
I'm going to put this out right fucking here. I will do any fucking project with you if you want to do it.
Well, I would love it.
Dude, we could just fucking put a GoPro on a camera and drive around and make fun of people if you want.
Entourage is basically like action was ahead of its time, and then Entourage slipped in right on time, basically.
Jeremy Piven came in with his new hair.
Yeah. That guy's got a better head of hair every year.
It's unbelievable. And he's got the same forehead as like Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey. It starts like right above his eyebrows now.
Wow, that was an esoteric reference. Yeah.
I was with you. I can't stand her or Joe.
Who's Joe Giudice?
Joe
yeah, I don't like Joe Giudice.
Joe Giudice.
Now they're trying to call him Giudice. Like,
go back
no,
to your roller coaster movie, nerds. Me and Mark Wahlberg are talking about Real Housewives. Holler.
Jay gets to go first in this next game. It's called ABCD's Nuts. That's right. It's a spelling game, so apologies to Mark Wahlberg.
You're out.
Wait till you fucking see.
We're gonna spell a couple of words today, and when it's your turn, the next letter that comes up in that word, you have to name any movie that begins with that letter.
But I'm gonna tell you the same thing I told Heather Graham at Boogie Nights. Go slow. Actually, the full quote was, leave the skates on and go slow.
Oh, I'll leave the skates on.
Did anybody know Mark Wahlberg? Was this goddamn funny?
No.
What are you talking about? Ted, the other guys, The Happening.
He does have some awesome comedies on his resume.
Shit, dude.
Wow. All right, so we're going to start with you, Jay.
Me?
And yeah, and you're gonna be able to name any movie that begins with the letter that I tell you, and if you match the movie that I wrote down ahead of time, if we have like a sync up somehow, then you win the game automatically. If you can't think of a movie that begins with this letter, not only are you really dumb, but you're also out. And we're gonna spell, since we're in Arizona, the classic Raising Arizona. Do you know how raising is spelled?
Yes.
Mark?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Okay. So we're going to start with you with the letter R. Jay, name any movie that begins with the letter R. And then we'll come to Mark and then to John.
Rent.
There was a movie about the play Rent. Would have been
that
more.
That is not where I would have went with that.
Would have been more. Really
popped up like a lottery ball. What am I going to do? Am I supposed to put it back down and come up with a new one?
I went with Revenge.
Did you watch Rent in your hotel room by yourself?
No, I hated it. It's the only play I left at intermission and walked home and said, I don't need to see the second part.
You didn't
of this.
Even take a cab home? You walked home?
I walked. I was incensed that people were singing about their fucking Rent with AIDS. It was terrible.
I hated that fucking movie.
Awful.
Who cares?
Their problems would have been solved if you could pay the rent with AIDS. That would have been.
Well, that was the sequel.
Such a short.
Prequel, excuse me.
That was right, called guys. Dallas Buyers Club.
I went with, for the R title, I went with Revenge of the Nerds.
That's what you went with.
Revenge of the Nerds.
I know what you went with, but I wanted to put myself on my own island.
Oh, that's fine. Now Colin Quinn stopped by. It's partially shot in Arizona, Revenge of the Nerds. I had no idea. And also, on November 5th, they're screening it at the Pollock Tempe Cinemas. Pollock.
Probably not.
Pollock Tempe Cinemas. It's that building with all the paint splattered on the side of the wall. The Pollock Tempe Cinemas. And they're doing a double bill of Revenge of the Nerds and Pee-wee's Big Adventure on November 15th. I'm here to tell you both of those movies hold up, especially with an audience. Maybe not so much in your hotel room.
No, but I love both those movies.
But check that out, you guys.
I thought I was an honorary Tri-Lambda.
Your letter is A, Mark.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you already had probably a good 3-4 minutes.
Actually, to be honest, I thought we were going the other way.
I said we're going to come to you next.
Oh, you're going in order of the... I just figured it out,
too. All right, About a Boy.
About a Boy, all right. Yep.
Never seen it.
Now on NBC. I went with Alice Doesn't Live Anymore because it was Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. It was shot partially here in Arizona. Josh?
I know what you did last summer.
I Know What You Did Last Summer. That's a good one. I went with Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom because this is really weird.
On a minute. I'm going to wind up with I in the order we're going, so I can just say shit you just blurted out.
You count ahead?
Well, okay, you're going to end up with S.
Oh, never mind.
And secondly, you're going to end up with S.
R? Wait.
No, we don't go to him.
R-A-I.
No, no, not to him.
Oh, Doug doesn't play?
Let's play the Speak When Spoken To game, you guys.
I need that every day. I need somebody every day in my life to tell me speak when spoken to because I can't fucking stop talking. I'm not kidding. It's a problem.
I went with Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom because it was actually shot partially in Arizona. Yeah, go figure. S. Jay. Any movie that begins...
Serpent in the Rainbow.
That might be The Serpent in the Rainbow.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. If you're filing books, Dewey Decimal System, you don't count the buzz.
No,
Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah,
it's true. I do. I do have another game where we drop the thes, but in this game, counts. So give me another one, though.
Another.
You
another
get
one.
Yeah. It begins with S.
Saturday
first
Night
letter
Fever.
Of the title. People in the audience are making Saturday, S sounds.
Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah. No. Okay. No. That's yes. I said Saturday Night, I go Saturday Night Fever, and Doug goes, Saturday Night Fever? No, I guess again. Wait,
I
what?
I think it's the Saturday Night Fever.
No, Josh Wolf, yeah. You're incorrigible.
I went with Starman because that was filmed out at Meteor Crater, Arizona. Have you guys been there? That's cool. No, says somebody. No. It's not as big as the Grand Canyon. What's the point? All right, so you get Mark.
In her shoes.
Weird choice for Mark Wahlberg.
I love these fucking rom-coms.
I went with Into the Wild, also partially filmed in Arizona.
What am I on?
N.
I did not count ahead.
You don't really have to. There's a lot of movies that begin with the letter N.
Yeah, but I'm drawing a blank.
Just start to make the noise. Just go, and then just walk right into it. I just thought of one that we were talking about earlier tonight. Why are you saying it out loud? Why is someone saying it out loud?
Nightcrawler.
Why? Stop it.
Nightcrawler.
Stop it. Did you hear her say it?
No.
Okay. Some lady sitting over there going, Nightcrawler. Don't do that. You're not playing. And you're not listening in the privacy of your own home. Where I'm sure you can yell out.
I'm going to go with...
Nightcrawler!
Come back to bed.
Do you think people sit at home and they scream at the...
Oh, they go crazy. That's why they get it out of their system when they come to the live show.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, N. Whose is it? Oh, we did Nightcrawler. I went with National Lampoon's Vacation.
Because it was partially shot in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. And also because Mark Wahlberg hates that I call it National Lampoon's Vacation.
It's National Lampoon's Animal House.
No, they made other ones, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
Don't give me fucking
started. All right, Jay. Have you thought ahead, Jay? Are you ready?
I know what comes after and Raising Arizona. And I know what you wrote down, Go, but I'm going to say Gleaming the Cube.
What an idiot. I wrote down Go. You're so stupid.
Well, I already said, which one did I say first?
You lose. You said Gleaming the Cube.
No, I said, I know you wrote down Go, so that's what came out of my mouth first. I'll bend, manipulate, twist.
I'm not going to give you the win for that. But it was fun.
I tried to show up. I knew a
second G movie that you're not in. Are you in Gleaming the Cube?
I was.
You were using that shaving kit to gleam the cube earlier.
Yes, I was.
A is your letter, Mark.
Mark.
All right, you ready?
Mark, it's your turn, Mark.
A Walk to Remember.
A Walk to Remember. That's correct. Mark has really interesting taste in films. A lot of lady movies in your canon.
Yeah. I mean, these people, you're just trying to fucking think of any movie. I'm triple Lutzen up here, motherfuckers. I'm like Tanya Harding at warm-ups. Just killing it.
Are you related to Mandy Moore, Jay?
Yes.
Spelled different.
She's my brother.
I went with Are We There Yet, starring Jay Moore.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is really bumming me out.
Josh can't even look at Jay anymore.
Why do you have a bigger crowd than me in a comedy club in the afternoon if I have all these movies under my belt? Why did I have to come in a day early to do radio? Wow.
Yeah, and I don't do radio to promote the show because they heard about the show on the podcast that they came to see right here now.
You know what I just realized, Doug? The radio show is over. Getting right back into that film business.
Yeah, go for it.
Jay Moore, I'm telling you right now.
GoPro.
I will fire The Rock this moment if you want to be in Pain and Gain 2.
Which movie?
Pain and Gain 2. We do all our own fucking workouts and we get to kill people.
Can we work out together beforehand?
Oh, dude.
We get in shape.
There's no beforehand. There's just life.
You're going to call Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I'm working out all the time, dude. I've been doing Kegel exercises the last 20 fucking minutes.
Oh,
If I want to? Never, I'm not going to say it. All right, I can come in drops. If I want to. So you want to be a pain in game too? We'll tell Rock to take his Samoan ass back to the Girl Scouts.
I do. I do.
All right, you're in, dude.
Your letter, Josh, is R.
A movie that begins with R.
I mean, Jay, it's almost like you're awake. You know?
And you remember Jay was in...
I hope they turn his wake into a game show.
That'd be, and you know what? Doug, I want you to be the guy at my wake.
You want me to run the game show of your wake?
Please, that'd be great. Everybody has signs.
What in the letter am I?
R.
Oh, I'm fucking R. Super high. Raw.
What'd you just say? Raw? With starring Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, Raw.
It's a great concert film.
Yeah.
I went with Rockstar, starring Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Back to you for the letter I, Jay.
I'll be seeing you.
What's that?
A song.
I think it was a movie also, though, wasn't it?
If Maybe. Not, I'll go with It.
That was for television.
But was it a TV movie?
Yeah.
So then what are we talking about?
No TV movies.
Oh, really?
This isn't, yeah, this isn't HBO. This is...
Into the Wild.
That it does start with the letter I, so I will allow it. But I went with Invincible, starring Mark Wahlberg.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Do you know what none of these movies have in common? All of them have in common, actually? I'm not in actually any of them.
Just yeah, I intentionally picked only movies that you're not in.
You could have picked every movie ever made.
Z, Mark. Look at him think. It's really pondering.
You know what?
What?
You think I'm going to go left? Fucking head body, head body. Zathura.
Wow.
I ain't going to no fucking Zoolander. Fuck your Zoolander. Fuck all your fucking Zoolanders.
But with Zathura, I'm going to need the full title.
Oh. You know, that was a gamble. I was like, does he know that it's longer than Zathura?
I think you're out, buddy.
I probably would be. Unless it's...
I mean, I don't even know off the top of my head what it is. But I have an idea.
Yeah, I feel like it's like... Zathura, an epic space tale.
No. I think it's just a space adventure.
Is it?
I think so.
All right.
I went with Zorro the Gay Blade for no reason. Just to say Zorro the Gay Blade.
Actually, Doug, I did.
There's a good reason.
I had a walk-on part in Zorro the Gay Blade as well.
Oh.
Now, I'm hoping that this is the name of the movie.
Okay. Out of all the movies that begin with O, you're picking one you're not sure.
Yeah. You know why? Because I just saw like 37 seconds of it on TV.
Okay.
I think it's called Over the Top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. That's the arm wrestling movie, right?
Win his child back.
You should reboot that one, Mark. The Over
yeah,
the Top.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Fuck yeah, bro.
You want in?
Yeah, I want in. I'll be the guy. I'll be your promoter.
Well, maybe just like the bartender in the first scene.
Whatever it takes.
Either way, you're in.
Yeah, I'm
who
in.
Who comes back later and helps me win the title.
Of course. I give you the lowdown. I spike the guy's drink. I roofie the guy. And then you arm wrestle him and pin him. And then you rape his ass.
Okay.
I think that was the original ending, actually. And
that
they changed
was the original ending.
Yeah.
Cradle the balls.
Stroke the shaft.
I went with Oklahoma because it was filmed partially in Arizona. N.J. N.
Never Say Die.
Never Say Die. I don't think that's a movie.
It's not?
I don't think so. There's Never Say Never.
Never Say Never.
That's a song, dog.
I went with
New Jack City at the buzzer.
I went with, what'd you change it to?
New Jack City.
Oh, okay. I went with No Retreat, No Surrender because it stars Jean-Claude Van Damme, and it takes place in Seattle. He saves Seattle in that movie, and I'll be in Seattle on December 19th at the Neptune Theater.
Yeah, buddy.
Doing Doug Loves Movies.
Where are you going to be?
The Neptune Theater.
In Seattle. And what is the date of that?
That's where my special that's on Netflix now, Doug Dynasty, was filmed.
But when are you going to be in Seattle? What's the date and place?
December 19th.
December 19th, you're at the Neptune Theater in Seattle?
Yeah.
Okay. December 19th, Neptune Theater.
God, Seattle. I wish all plugs were this extensive.
I know.
No other talk show hosts or guests bandy about the plugs for so long.
Hey, Doug, real quick. Is it cool to tell one of these little Amish kids to bring me a drink or what?
Yeah, the wait staff in their suspenders.
They look like the nicest gang from the Warriors. Can I have a Jack and Coke extra protein? Maybe throw some fucking creatine in there. Yeah. I want it like dense.
A Jack and Coke with some protein.
What are you drinking, Mark?
Jack and Coke with some protein. You can throw some whey and some creatine in there for all I fucking care.
I'm just looking out there, and they all seem to not be paying attention to you. But maybe the guy... Okay. Maybe
oh, shit, Doug. This is the check spot.
Maybe Brad, who's doing this, the sound, could run over
Josh?
To somebody and tell
no,
them.
I'm good, I'm good.
They got checks to drop, furniture to make. It's okay. Portable
retreat,
heaters.
Baby, no. Surrender.
I don't know if you did all that to stall for time, but the letter is A, Mark Wahlberg.
Does that mean I'm back in?
Huh?
All right, the letter is A. Let's go with Almost Famous.
Whoa!
Nice. I went with Anchorman because it's set in San Diego, where I'll be on November 26th.
Where's that?
At the American Comedy Company.
That's a great club, man.
Right? It's fun. It's a basement club. You know there what? You go.
You gave this to me. I'm going to give something to you. It's just a hug. It's just a hug.
Doug, when are you going to be at American Comedy Company in San Diego?
This is great. November 26th. Wednesday, November 26th.
Just one.
Pre-Thanksgiving. Just the one show. See, here's the thing. First of all, make your mic work.
That's not my department.
There you go. And then secondly... the reason my shows are full, Jay, is I just do the one show. You have to come in. They make you do 6 or 7 shows.
Are you doing it in the afternoon in San Diego?
It's a business plan. No, San Diego will be at night, but it's just the one show.
I do a lot
show.
Of theater. Doug, I do some theaters, and those are one nights, and those are full. So I will stick up for myself.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. It's a good system.
Yeah, what's your system? Some full shows and some not so full shows.
Can we talk later and you can walk me through the ins and outs of stand-up comedy in the club business?
I'd be happy to. First of all, you got to get on a show called Last Comic Standing.
I'll walk you through Tsunami
because
movies.
Because that's a real career launcher right there.
If you fucking created it.
Oh, you did create it.
You bet. That's my elbow.
That was my joke. That's how people have forgotten that you created that thing.
Nobody knows that I created it because I don't walk around... All right, that guy does.
That guy knew. The guy with the Bill Murray shirt on.
I wanted to help others and get paid at the same time.
I loved it.
No, you can hang out with Donnie if you want.
Well, Mark Wahlberg?
You can hang out with Donnie if that's your goal in life. You won't make any money, but you'll really fucking help somebody.
This is the longest game ever. This isn't...
Did we smell it yet?
The game's over.
Oh,
the game's over. You all lost. The game's over.
I could have just said go and wrapped
Nobody
it up.
Nobody won.
An hour
you
ago.
All fucked it up.
I could have said go and just wrapped it up.
What was the
Yeah,
game?
That would have ended if you said go.
Oh, we were supposed to guess the movie you.
I thought you said I'm a right spider.
Yeah, I mean you didn't have to guess. I mean it's fun because a lot of movies get
Doug. I see a Dork Forest podcast shirt here, and I like. I just love that this is an entire like podcast community. We are the revolution. You guys are doing it. Downloading. Don't let the suits tell you what TV shows, what radio shows. You guys go and download the apps and do your own. I'm being completely serious. This is exciting.
It's
this
fucking
is great.
True. And then when you're done with that, you see Transformers. Four.
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 Don't get any LaBeouf on your shoe.
Transformers.
Go four.
Transformers, fucking wicked smart movie.
Oh my
People
God,
think
dude.
It's a fucking barn burner, but it's smart.
We shot none of that in Arizona. I wanted to.
All right, do you guys think that you can settle down long enough to play the Leonard Maltin game?
You got it.
The crowd loves it. They want to play it. They don't want me to throw in another shorter game just because we're running out of time.
I'm going to call my shot. I'm winning this early from Melissa in the back.
All right. Well, you get to go first since nobody won that last thing. And we have to play to 2 points, and we have to do it in 20 minutes.
Let's do this shit.
Yeah. I'll do it in 8 minutes.
Put your hands together and go fuck themselves.
Why it's actually Josh Wolf has a show after this one.
Yeah.
Here tonight, so that's why.
All right,
we have
let's go.
We're gonna turn the room over.
Yeah. You get to pick the first category.
Who?
Jay Moore.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Canoeist.
You won that game earlier.
Game too.
Would you like pie? That is films. Would you like pie? That is films that Leonard Maltin gave 3 stars and listed 14 names.
I'm not sure I know what's
That's
happening.
That's why
right
it's
now.
Called pie. It's the Leonard Maltin game. You played it the other time you were on the show.
The Leonard Ball game?
Yes. Leonard Maltin. It's the
Leonard
Ball
Maltin
game.
Game. You, sorry.
The Leonard Ball game. We take a nerd named Leonard and we keep a ball away from him.
Just ask me questions and I'll answer, and if I win, I win.
That's a good system. Pick a category. Would you like...
Go, I'll take that one, yes.
Pie.
Go ahead.
I'll take it. That moves it along really
pie.
Fast. Holy shit. All right. So, Leonard.
My name is Jay. My name Leonard, is Jay, but go ahead.
Film critic Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3 stars.
Okay.
And he lists 14 names in the cast. How many? And the idea is you're going to say how many names it's going to take
5.
You. Okay. All right, let me give you the clues.
I mean, with fucking confidence, too.
Yeah, he hasn't even heard
you
the clues
even know
yet.
What the game is.
Now that I'm making movies with Mark Wahlberg, and I have to do goddamn... You give somebody a role in Panning Game 2, and they own the fucking world all of a sudden.
I'm ready to party. I got a nail appointment at 6. Let's go.
All right, Josh is going to be next, by the way.
Josh ain't going next. Shit is over in like 5 names.
You don't understand how this game works at all.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know what? Now that I know that Dwayne The Rock Johnson got fired from me, I have a newfound swagger.
We have 19 minutes. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie, of course. He says that it's from 2007. It's 90 minutes long. And he says that the... it's more successful around the edges than down the middle.
What a dick.
And, of course, he lists 15
Sounds
names.
Sounds like my sex life.
Yeah. He lists 15 names. Jay says he can get it in 5.
Wait,
so
that's
Josh,
the whole synopsis I get? It's better around the edges?
That's all you get, especially since you bid 5 names before I even said anything.
All right, watch this, kid.
I might have given you some better clues if you play like a regular person.
Mark Wahlberg, help me here.
All right, hold tight.
All right. So
see what he's gonna fucking
listen up,
do.
Jay.
He might tell you the name.
This is the part where I'm gonna say things that are gonna help you to understand what's happening. Josh can bid less names, or he can ask you to name it. Which would you like to do, Josh?
I would like to hear him name it.
All right. Jay Moore, name that movie. I'm going to give you 5 names.
The movie's better around the edges than it is down the middle.
Yeah, it's a pretty vague, horrible clue.
3 stars, 2007.
How long is it?
90 minutes, kid.
Mm-hmm. And your 5 names are Rip Torn, Megan Mullally, Larry Miller, Oprah Winfrey, and Sting.
That sounds like the single most annoying movie of all time.
Pretension, the movie. No, Rip Torn's a great actor.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and I like Megan Mullally. Larry Miller's a great comic. Oprah Winfrey, she's whatever. And Sting has a show on Broadway where it rains on stage.
Do you think he writes Sting on his checks?
Takes place in a strip club, I guess. What?
Do you think he writes Sting on his checks?
No, Gordon.
Or like
some...
Bono scratches out Bono, or like the fuck it. If they from now on.
What movie do you think it is, Jay?
I don't know. I have no idea.
No idea.
None
whatsoever. It's 90 minutes long.
I'm flab. Oh, it's 90 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
It's John Q.
John Q is all you said?
That's a great clue that it's 90 minutes long. No, it's actually B movie. Jerry Seinfeld's B movie. Because nothing's 90 minutes long unless it's a cartoon.
Nerds.
Yeah.
Wait, did I get a point for that?
You did.
Let's get out of here and do some fucking incline.
Josh Wolf is on the board.
I'd love to.
Josh Wolf won. Good. Josh Wolf's a nice young man.
You sound like Mitzi.
He just got
to. He's a nice young man.
You want to get out of here and do some incline?
I just want to know why you guys are talking so much shit about Sting. He's one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time. It's fucking great.
All right, Josh has 1 point. We're playing to two. Mark gets to pick the next category.
Let's do it.
And then we'll go to
Mark,
Josh.
You did a good job.
And from there, we'll go to the man who doesn't pay attention.
Oh, really?
Mark?
Yeah, let's do it.
Would you like, at Dean_Goff, G-O-F-F, suggested a reptile dysfunction. A reptile dysfunction. And that's movies where someone is attacked by an alligator or a crocodile.
Okay.
Hold on. How does the B-movie have anything to do with pie?
Because Leonard gave it 3 stars, and he listed 14 names.
3 points. Oh, okay. Good. Wow. Whatever, Mr. College.
All right, Mark, your second option is the Blueberry Johnson.
I hate this podcast.
Second.
More stories. Get the app. It's free. Fuck this place. I'm out of here. I'm going to go do push-ups. I'm going to go do push-ups and have sex with a female vagina wife. I feel dumb now.
Don't feel dumb, dude.
Huh?
Don't feel dumb.
What?
Just dumb.
Don't feel dumb. Just be dumb.
Day, yeah. Why do you call it pie?
Because I didn't want to spell out P-U-S-S-Y. There's the... Hey, fellas.
I'm with you.
What's happening now? What's Jay doing now? What are you guys consulting about? What's going on?
I was asking Josh what time his first show was.
I think 7.
It's at 7, yeah.
Gotta turn this room over, people. Let's go.
You say that like you're sure that none of them are fucking staying.
No, I don't know. I just...
They're not.
I used to manage a J.B. Winberry's in Montclair, New Jersey. I knew the lunch crowd. Put the check down with the entree, turn the room over. Come on, let's go.
It never doesn't happen where the guests that are the worst at the game moving forward keep talking about how the game needs to move forward. The Blueberry Johnson category... It's called You're In This. This is movies that somebody on the panel is in. Jay? And then Werner Herzog's top five. Werner Herzog's top five films.
Werner.
Yeah. Which one those would you like to play, Mark?
Mac.
Let's do the reptile one.
The reptile one.
You like lizards?
This is a movie where a crocodile or an alligator attacks people. Would you like one of those movies from 1980 or 1999?
Let's go 99.
Good job, kid. Good job.
2 stars from Leonard for this movie.
Snob.
He says... he points out that it takes place in Maine, not New York. Interesting thing to note. He also calls it brief but tiresome and says that Adam Arkin appears unbilled. And when Adam Arkin won't put his name on something, that's trouble. Because he was in Choo Choo and the Philly Flash. And he lists 8 names. How many names can you get it in, Mark Wahlberg?
Let's go 0.
Zero names. Didn't want it to come to this because it's another thing I have to explain. But since Mark said 0 names, Josh can bid -1 names, which means he needs to name the movie and the top billed person in the movie. Or he can do say it, Mark Wahlberg, name it, and hope that Mark doesn't have the right movie, and then you will win another
Hold
point.
Hold on. This is my second time on this podcast, and this will be the second time the person that won did nothing.
They played the game according to the rules.
No, he sat in a chair, and you went, hey, look who the winner is. The guy sitting next to you that didn't play.
I let you guys talk and say all the stupid shit.
It's true.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have a talk as soon as this show's over,
Josh. Brief and annoying?
Josh.
Was Leonard Maltin describing me? Anyway.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do, Josh?
I'm going to have him name it.
All right, Mark. What's the name of the movie?
Lake Placid.
That's correct.
Would negative one be Bill Pullman?
All right, Jay, you can still get on the board. Okay. These guys each have a point.
I thought we were done.
You get to go first.
Me and Fran are fucking doing
it. You get to pick the category. And like now you might have noticed that getting to pick the category helps you to narrow it down to something you might know a thing or two
you're
about.
You're correct. And
instead of just picking the
I'll go with the one that people on this panel
the
were in that movie.
Yeah.
That's not an option.
It was a minute ago.
Yep, now we got new categories. That you get to pick between. Would you like, and then we'll go to Josh from you. We'll go with Music Shitty. And that is, I was just in Nashville recently and somebody suggested this. And that's musicals that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. The Skeleton Twins is the films of Ashley and Mary-Kate Olsen.
They make great t-shirts. Yeah. The Row?
And celebrating a birthday today is Nickelback lead singer Chad Kroeger. Mixed reaction on that name.
Shut the fuck up.
There was a bunch of boos and then one yay that was probably Avril Lavigne. And these are films that Chad Kroeger got one of his songs into. That would have been so neat if I just caught that bug.
What was that?
What was the first category, Dougie? Douglas
shitty,
Robert.
Shitty musicals.
Shitty musicals.
It's either Olsen Twins.
Shitty musicals or
Nickelback Man.
Or movies that have a Nickelback
song in
them. I gotta go
musicals. I'm wearing a cabaret t-shirt, so let's fucking bang it out.
Let's go musicals. Would you like a musical from 1982 or 2012?
2012.
All right.
You got this, kid.
Two Oceans 12. 2 stars from Leonard for this movie that he calls Dreary. It's 123 minutes long. That's part of why I didn't like it. And he also says that the movie plays like an endless string of music videos. And he lists 15 names. Yeah, go ahead and narrow it down out loud.
8.
He lists 15. Jay says he could do it in 8, Josh. I think we're about ready to wrap this thing up.
0.
Whoa! Holy crap! What do you think of that, Mark Wahlberg?
2012?
What?
2012?
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Drat.
-3.
Oh, no!
You got to name them in order, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The way he lists them in order, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden, shit got real important to Josh Wolf.
Well, because we could have a 3-way tie on our hands.
I'm like, wait a second. It's something I know.
All right, so we're back to...
Mac.
No, now it's Jay.
Yeah.
And Jay, you can either ask him to
Mark
name
Wahlberg,
it.
Name that movie with -3, name them in order, and 2012 musical, Dreary, 122, 3 minutes, go.
All right, holy and shit, if Mark gets this right, he's our winner.
Didactic, you know, memory.
Mark gets this right, he's our winner. If he doesn't, it's going to be a 3-way tie.
Sounds hot.
Fran, no matter what fucking happens here, we went out swinging. All right?
All right, what is it?
All right.
Let's go.
Les Miserables.
No, wrong.
I mean, he just said out loud that it's not Les Miserables.
Well, I figured to fuck with him, you were like, yeah, it's definitely not that.
I'll go -2 and I'll solve
what
it right
are the,
now.
What are the top three?
You know what? That's the tricky fucking part, because I was going to go -3 on that. I was probably going to go Hugh Jackman, Anne Hathaway, Russell Crowe.
No.
That sounds about right, but this movie's called Rock of Ages, and it's Julianne Hough, Diego Boneta, and Tom Cruise. Yeah. We have a three-way tie.
What was the first name?
Julianne Hough.
No, she wasn't the first name.
Yeah, Julianne Hough. The story's about a girl that comes to town.
Tom Cruise was in it. And
Russell Brand
Tom
was
Cruise
in it
is third
and made
built.
A beautiful white ribbon of a fever across Julianne Hough's breasts.
For the record, Les Miserables is super fucking dreary.
I dug it, man. I like Les Mis.
All right.
Kara, what's up?
It's time.
Want to do diamond push-ups?
It's time, you guys, to play the tiebreaker. This category is called Asparagus Pea. Because the gentleman with that name suggested it on Twitter.
There's lights under the stage here.
Oh, this is a perfect time to deal with it, too.
See that purple light right there? See it?
Doug loves ADHD. Who was left out in that last skirmish? Oh, Josh was. So Josh gets to go first, and then we will go...
I have no idea what the game is.
Then we'll go to Jay. This is Asparagus Pea. I'm going to read the entire review. Everyone's going to know what it is. Most people are going to know what it is. Most people in this room are going to know the name of the movie, and then it just becomes a negative names game. Just how many names do you think you can name and in the correct order? So, Josh, you'll get to bid first. You could say zero names, but negative one or two is probably the way you're going to want to go. 3.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1982. That's about 114 minutes long. He says, a young family finds its home invaded by unfriendly spirits who kidnap their 5-year-old girl. Sensationally scary ghost story co-written and co-produced by Steven Spielberg. It's paced like a roller coaster ride starring Helen Hunt and George Segal. That part I made up. With dazzling special effects and a refreshing sense of humor, followed by 2 sequels. And then let me add one more thing at the end. The cast members die off in shocking fashion since this film was made. And he lists 9 names. Josh, so do you know what the movie is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you know who played the lead part in that movie?
No.
Okay. So you're probably going to want to go zero names.
But I'll go ahead and say negative one.
Why? What would that prove?
Because I know somebody who was in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you have to do it in
order.
Take
a swing at it. All right.
If you go -1, you got to name the number one name listed, right? That's the rule.
So what about you, Jay? Can you go -2, -3, or -4?
No, I cannot.
You can't go -2?
I cannot.
So you just have to hope Josh isn't going to be able to pull it off.
All he has to do is name the movie and name one star.
The lead star.
I will match him -1. Can I do that?
No.
Do you think you know who the lead is?
Well, he's not just Coach.
Yeah, but is he the lead?
Jay wins as the worst player ever.
That's why I'm on every 4 years.
What's the name of the movie and the top billed performer?
Craig T. Nelson?
Yeah.
You were going to get it anyway, right?
Who also played Coach.
Please say yes.
I'm sorry that he gave it away like that, Mark. I can't believe that happened right in front
it's
of
okay.
you. But Josh is our winner, everybody.
Yeah!
Where's everybody going? Mark Wahlberg's making out with Fantastic Four.
Melissa, there's no shithead on the back of your thing, right?
That's what I'm working on.
No, Melissa's, though, needs a shithead, too. Where's Melissa at?
She's in the back.
Do you want to ruin
Melissa,
this by riding a shithead out of the back?
Wave him like you don't care.
Just yell out a shithead for me, Melissa.
Oh, she's coming. Okay.
Look at this motherfucker.
Here, can you...
Write it down. Jesus.
Wait, you had it written down on a...
Yeah.
Okay, here, you can have your name.
Doug, you have a very tattooed audience. Well, they're all in the Navy.
I phonetic that shit because I don't know how
to
spell
it. My grandmother would be like,
oh, yeah, you got it right. You got close enough, Mark. Any plugs, Mark? Plugs?
Yeah, January 6th.
Come on, we got 1 minute. Plugs.
Thank you very much. Jay Moore. We're doing another Wahlberg Solution at UCB on January 6th. We podcasted. Check it out, motherfuckers. Other than that, if you want to work out or have sex, I'll be hanging around after the show.
Jay Moore, what do you got going on, man? Jay
Moore in Seattle.
More stories.
December 19th.
19. Don't say December wrong dates.
Let me finish.
Don't say incorrect dates.
Let me finish. If you go December 12th to the Neptune Theater, you will not see Doug Benson in Seattle. December 19th, Neptune Theater, Seattle, Washington. Go see my friend Doug Benson. Fill it up. Get it pregnant.
Thank you. Josh, do you have any plugs?
House of Comedy, November 20th to the 22nd, and I got a podcast called Off the Rails that you can get on iTunes.
Where is House of Comedy?
It's in the Mall of America in Minneapolis.
Sounds spooky. Oh, okay.
Mall of America.
Yeah, it's in the Mall of America.
Welcome to the House of Comedy.
Sit down, please.
Do you like to laugh?
Oh, Doug, one quick other thing. December 1st, the Monday after Thanksgiving, at North Bar in Chicago, Illinois, I'm going to be doing a show there with a whole bunch of other fucking characters. You should come check it out. I'm in town. I told them I'd fucking do it, so I'm going to stop by.
I got a plug.
December 25th. This is
great. December 25th, the birth of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. That's all I want to plug. The word, capital W. Look it up, bitches. W is capitalized when we're talking about him, capital H. Right, Mac?
Thank you, Mark Wahlberg, Jay Moore, and Josh Wolf. Amazing show. Take it outside. There's an exit. Mark, you could just go out safely over there. He takes the roughest way, like in Lone Survivor. He just jumps off the cliff. Every time. I just want to enjoy a moment of quiet up here. Be sure to write me on Twitter and let me know if we need to wait another 4 years for having Jay back. I'm going to be in Tampa next Thursday and Saturday at the Improv there, douglovesmovies.com, for all my dates and deets and links. Thank you to everyone that came out today. Awesome crowd. Go Sun Devils. And thank you to the Tempe Improv. We'll do it again here for sure, or over at their sister club, Stand Up Live. I love you too. And actually, I don't. I take that back. We really should try to get to know each other a little better first. And as always, suspenders are a shithead. That's why she waited to make her shithead. She likes it to be topical. And Joe Arpaio is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess. Pay.